From July, more than 70 beaches across New South Wales will now have year-round drone surveillance from dawn till dusk. That includes all 38 Sydney beaches, from Palm Beach to Cronulla. It's part of an expanded surveillance program announced by the New South Wales government and comes just 2 weeks after 34-year-old Leah Stewart was critically injured in a suspected white shark attack while she was swimming between the flags at Coogee Beach. At least one beach in every local government area will be covered, prioritising beaches with a high number of swimmers and surfers, where shark incidents have become more frequent. Conducted by Surf Life Saving New South Wales, the expanded program promises more monitoring at other regional beaches too, with flights every weekend throughout the year and daily flights from December 1st to April 30. CEO of Surf Life Saving New South Wales, Steve Pearce, laid out some of the numbers.
Last year we did around 100,000 flights just looking for sharks, and we saw around 2,000 sharks. This program, the way it's modelled, will do around 500,000 flights per year just looking for sharks.
The expansion's costing the New South Wales government $34 million, bringing the total investment in its shark mitigation program to $120 million over the next 2 years. So, will it work?
I do think it's a step in the right direction. I think it will bring down the number of shark attacks.
Chris Pepin-Neff is an associate professor in public policy at the University of Sydney with a special interest in human-shark interactions. While he's given the expansion a definite thumbs up, he says based on programs elsewhere, a public education campaign will be key to setting people's expectations.
Around the world where they have drone programs, there's usually also an accompanying flag system. Mm-hmm. So that'll tell you what the weather conditions are for the visibility that the drone has. So you might have like a green, yellow, red, or black flag that flies above the lifeguard station, because if it's a cloudy day, if there are white caps, like there's been a storm or there's just big waves, you can't see below the surface. So the shark could also be small. There are things that we need to consider, and that's why I think this public education is going to be important, because we're not going to see all the sharks.
Another aspect of the program is an expanded trial of artificial intelligence shark detection systems over the coming summer, with the hope it'll pave the way for flights that are fully automated.
This is a good example of how AI can make our lives better, make our lives safer.
Toby Walsh is the chief scientist at the University of New South Wales's AI Institute.
I think the ultimate ambition is to have all of Sydney's beaches covered 24/7, and perhaps we don't have enough surf lifesavers to do that. So if we can get the drones to fly themselves and to identify the sharks themselves, we're going to be that much safer.
One concern that's been raised is that more drones means there'll likely be more shark alarms going off, something that could eventually lead to complacency, a boy who cried wolf kind of thing. New South Wales Primary Industries Minister Tara Moriarty says, though, with more drones, beach closures will likely be shorter.
If we see a shark through a drone on a beach, we can follow it, whether it moves out to sea or have better intel about its movements around the beach. In the old days, you'd close a beach for sometimes a day or more because you weren't sure where the shark was.
The additional funding will also allow board riding clubs across regional New South Wales to train surfers in shark bite response. The expanded drone surveillance program comes into effect on July 1st.